What they don't know is my dad and me, we drove her out to Tennessee. She's still here, now he's gone. So I hold on. It's just an old beat up box, it's rusty strings across the top. It probably don't look like much to you, but these dents and scratches in the wood, yeah, that's what makes it sound so good. To me, it's better than brand new. You see this here flat top guitar's had my back in a million bars, singing every country song. So I hold on to the things I believe in. Nothing. So if you ever worry about me walking out, yeah, let me tell you something. I hold on. I hold on. Can you hear me, baby? I hold.
AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Former President Trump said he would debate Vice President Harris September 10th, an ABC News debate he'd previously agreed to before President Biden stepped aside. During an hour-long appearance at Mar-a-Lago, he bristled at the notion the Harris-Walls tickets is garnering more support.
They talk about, oh, the enthusiasm. Let me tell you, we have the enthusiasm. The Republican Party and me as a candidate.
He then made the demonstrably false claim of having attracted crowds larger than Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream speech.
I've spoken to the biggest crowds. Nobody's spoken to crowds bigger than me.
In the hotly contested swing state of Pennsylvania, activists filed a legal challenge aimed at keeping Robert F. Kennedy Jr. off the ballot, acting as a spoiler. 13 popular books have been banned from all public schools in Utah under a new law banning books when at least three of the state's 41 school boards claim they contain indecent material. This is ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Some Summer is heating up, just like the deals at Omaha Steaks. From perfectly aged steaks to juicy burgers, Omaha Steaks is your summer grilling headquarters. Shop the hotter-than-fire sale at omahasteaks.com for exclusive, unconditional money-back guaranteed packages starting at $99. Plus, get an extra $10 off with promo code QUALITY at checkout. Visit omahasteaks.com, code QUALITY, for an extra $10 off. Shop the hotter-than-fire sale today before these deals go up in smoke.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, milk markets were lower. September milk down 18 to 2062, October down 8 to 2108, November down 7 to 2062, December milk down 16 at 1973. Cheese markets were mixed, barrels up 1 to 196, 40-pound blocks down 1 and 3 quarters to 194 and 3 quarters, 3 trade a barrel, 5 trade a block on the day, cash butter down a half to 309 and 3 quarters, 11 trades on the day, grade A non-fat dry milk down 1 and a quarter to 121 and 3 quarters, 3 trades on the day, dry whey down 1 and 3 quarters to 57 and a quarter, and 2 trades on the day. It was another day of lower tones for the livestock complex as the cattle market wasn't pleased with the day's export report and continues to find any type of substantial support in the marketplace. There were no new cash cattle trades, and that also pressuring the markets. Hog markets, meanwhile, had a supportive export report, but the lean hog complex traded lower. Traders are cautious due to the consumer demand concerns. August live cattle down 22 cents to 182.05. August feeder cattle down 25 cents to 242.37. And August hogs down 57 cents to 90.02. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat all mostly lower. Favorable weather and potential for record corn and soybean crops that's expected in Monday's crop reports all help to pressure not only corn, beans, but also the wheat markets on the day. September corn down 4 to 379 and a quarter. December down 3 and 3 quarters to 397. August beans down 10 and a half to 1009 and 3 quarters. And new crop down 10 and a half to 1008 and a quarter. Chicago wheat, September down 3 quarters to 537 and a half. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
Grain bids from Elsevia Co-op Durand, cash corn at 327, September 327, new crop 342, cash beans 954, new crop at 928. At Big River Resources, cash corn 364 and a quarter, September 359 and a quarter, and new crop at 352. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 362, September 354, new crop 357. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash and new crop corn 342, cash beans 970, new crop 933. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn at 349, new crop at 347, cash beans 948, new crop at 928. Meanwhile, Red Wing Grains, cash corn at 348, September 344, new crop 350, cash beans 970, September 961, new crop 942. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 339, new crop 345, cash beans 968, new crop 936. at equity cattle markets. Beef fed cattle 180 to 201. Holstein fed cattle 161 to 188. Market cows 115 to 141. Bulls 144 to 179. Calves 250 to 850. Beef steers 188 to 385. Holstein steers 140 to 350. Sheep markets at equity. Market lambs 200 and down. Light lambs 175 and down. Ewes 105 and down. Rams 110 and down. Goat markets, does 135 and down. Bucks 125 and down. Meanwhile, at Zumbrota in the cattle markets, finished beef steers 184 to 196. Finished beef heifers 184 to 199. Finished dairy steers 170 to 180. Market cows 110 to 129. Market bulls 138 to 176. Market hogs at Zumbrota were at 58 to 78. Light sows 55 to 70, heavy sows 63 to 70, and market boars at 23 to 32. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Military veterans and active duty service members, you could become a certified cyber warrior with just 12 weeks of training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, and IT pros with these skills often enjoy abundant opportunity and a great lifestyle. Protect our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. GI Bill, SkillBridge, and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly cloudy today with a high right around 70 this afternoon. The wind will be out of the west at around 10 to 20. Tonight, clear, will drop down to 50 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunshine 73. On Sunday, sunny with a high of 77. If you need help with back taxes, call 800-281-8193. Tax Solutions Now can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107. 3FM.
Well, listen, dear, I think it's clear we need to sit and talk. It seems you've got this notion I've been having second thoughts. Well, I must confess, in a way, I guess that silly notion's true. Every second you're not here with me, I think of you. Every second, every minute, every hour of every day. Every second there's a thought of you that comes my way. So if you ask if I've had second thoughts, I guess I'd have to say every second, every minute, every hour of every day. Now I propose we drink a toast and turn the lights down low. Put our favorite music on and hold each other close. Don't worry, dear, you'll always be here in my heart to stay. Every second, every minute, every hour of every day. second, every minute, every hour of every day. Every second there's a thought of you that comes my way. So if you ask if I've had second thoughts, I guess I'd have to say every second, every minute, every hour of every day. Every second, every minute, I love you more and more each day.
Say this just right. If you ain't waiting for somebody special, would you be with me tonight? I'm a doctor, I'm a lawyer, I'm a movie star, I'm an astronaut, and I own this bar. And I'd lie to you for your love. Awesome secrets about myself. I can tell you you're the only one, baby. There'll never be nobody else. Yeah, I'm running for president. I got money to burn. My heart don't ache, and my body don't yearn. Come out and say it. I ain't never seen a woman quite like you. My family comes from royalty on my daddy's side. My love just can't be denied. I'm a doctor, I'm a lawyer, I'm a movie star, I'm an astronaut, and I own this bar. And I'd lie to you for your love.
Boy, they're biting today. One big country star after another. Real Country 1430.
I feel tears welling up cold and deep inside, like my heart's sprung a big break. And a stab of loneliness, sharp and painful, that I may never shake. You might say that I was taking it hard since you wrote me off with a call. But don't you wager that I'll hide in sorrow when I may lay right down and fall. Now the race is on and here comes pride in the backstretch. Heartaches going to the inside. My tears are holding back there. I'm trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running. True love scratched for another's sake. The race is on and it looks like heartaches. And the winner loses all. We'll
suspecting what the final result would be. Now I lived in fear of waking up each morning, finding that you're gone from me. There's aching pain in my heart for today was the one I hated to face. Somebody new came up to win her, and I came out in second place. Now the race is on, and here comes Brad in the backstretch. Heartaches going to the inside. My tears are holding back there, I'm trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running, true love scratched for another's sake. The race is on, and it looks like heartaches, and the winner loses all. Pride in the backstretch, heartaches are going to the inside. My tears are holding back there, I'm trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running, true love scratch for another's sake. The race is on and it looks like heartaches, and the winner loses all. The winner loses all.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN, Sawyer Brown, and the race is on. Here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report, I'm Brian Winnikins on this Friday morning, and good morning. We have temperatures in the upper 40s to low 50s across the region this morning. Looks like we're going to see another nice day, a cool one, though, but we'll have details with our ag weather forecast here coming up next hour. Also next hour, Riley Smith in our Newsmaker segment. Talking about some of the issues that we could have, at least in the future, because of all the rain we have received this growing season. And we'll have more with Riley on that here coming up next hour in our Newsmaker segment. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. Small Business Administration disaster loans are more favorable than the USDA version, but leaders of one state want to change that. We'll talk about it coming up.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers at the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry in harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
Don't miss Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, held August 13th through the 15th, hosted in Chippewa County at Close Farms and the Country Fest Grounds. This popular annual event showcases the latest advancements in farming technology. Farm Tech Days offers hands-on experiences, educational opportunities, and access to cutting-edge equipment and solutions in the farm industry. We hope you can join us for 3 days of exhibits, family fun, and food trucks August 13th through the 15th. Advanced tickets can be purchased at wifarmtechdays.com.
Natural disasters in Iowa this year destroyed 1,000 homes, impacting 2,000 in total. After three presidential disaster declarations in 2 months, Iowa's Governor Kim Reynolds says they've been in the thick of it, but she's found tenacity in devastated regions
as the community comes together.
When you'd go to help somebody, they'd say, don't worry about me, Joe across the street. He needs your help more than I do. I mean, almost to the point where I had to say to people, these programs are in place for a reason. So let us help you get back on your feet. And, you know, a lot of these are rural communities, a lot of ag damage. So we stood up a loan forgiveness program because USDA's programs weren't compatible with SBA, and SBA doesn't consider farming a business.
While the Small Business Administration and USDA coordinate to help programs get to rural areas, Reynolds says the terms available to borrowers within the USDA programs are less favorable. So she sent a letter along with Iowa's congressional delegation to USDA Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley is part of that, and he says they want flexibility in USDA disaster assistance.
Because we'd like to align it with the Small Business Administration loans for similar disasters, have better terms than what USDA loans have. And, of course, we know agriculture producers can't receive SBA loans. This approach would help Iowa farmers and rural communities recover more quickly from severe weather damages.
The letter quotes a statute that they think gives Vilsack authority to be more flexible, pointing out a lack of fairness in what rural communities are offered. Unlike SBA loans, existing USDA programs do not allow deferred payments on loans. A notable difference, Reynolds says, that could help farmers rebuild.
They couldn't get their interest forgiven for the first year, and so we were able to stand that up to just at least bring some consistency to the two programs and help some of our farmers that are suffering as well, because I'm telling you, there's a lot of farm ground and farm properties underwater.
Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds. That's today's Agriculture America presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
Feeling congested? At Navaj, we know life is better when you can breathe freely. Congestion shouldn't ruin your summer. That's why people just like you turn to Navaj, a revolutionary and easy way to help clear nasal passages. Using gentle suction, Navaj removes allergens, dust, and mucus in just 30 seconds. It's fast, gentle, and incredibly effective. Try Navaj and get on your way to a better day. Get Navaj at Walmart, Walgreens, Sam's Club, CVS, Rite Aid, Target, or online at Navaj.com. Navaj. Breathe better. Fast.
This year, Dell Technologies Back to School event is delivering impressive tech with an inspiring purpose. Learn how Dell is helping ComputerAid, whose work is helping solar community hubs with tech and AI literacy skills to empower remote, displaced, or disconnected communities around the world. Help Dell make a difference and shop AI-ready PCs powered by Snapdragon X Series processors at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly cloudy today with a high right around 70 this afternoon. The wind will be out of the west at around 10 to 20. Tonight, clear. We'll drop down to 50 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunshine 73. On Sunday, sunny with a high of 77. If you need help with back taxes, call 800-281-8193. Tax Solutions Now can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
We have come to the place in our love where our faith must be stronger than for if true love is our destination, through every storm, it must always be clear. The surest way to get there from here is to walk on faith, trust in love. Just keep on putting one foot down in front of the other. The valley's so wide, we stumble in stride. Everything inside wants to give up. Walk on faith, trust in love. Farther on beyond will live where true love never dies. Though the road we must travel is uncertain, there is a truth in our hearts that never lies. It is by such grace we are bound to arise. If we walk on faith, trust in love, just keep on putting one foot down in front of the other. When the valley's so wide, we stumble in stride. Everything inside wants to give up. Walk on faith, trust in love. Walk on faith, trust in love.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Mike Reed, Walk on Faith, here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Friday morning, good morning. Temperatures upper 40s to low 50s across the region this morning. Our ag weather forecast is coming up next hour. Well, next week, it's Farm Technology Days. It will be held Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday next week at Close Farms and also the Country Fest grounds in Cadott. Now, Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, the state's largest outdoor agricultural event, features the latest advancements in farming technology equipment and practices. There's going to be a packed schedule of activities, demonstrations, and educational sessions as well. And we'll be there all 3 days. Again, Farm Technology Days coming up next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, over at the Country Fest grounds in Cadott. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by ADM Regenerations. Learn how to get paid for new or continuing regenerative practices on your farm by visiting admregenerations.com. Both ocean shipping and freight rail could experience some delays this year as strikes are threatened by Canadian rail workers and U.S. dock workers in the absence of new contracts. I'll have the details when we come back.
If you've been on the fence about adding cover crops in your farm management plan, now may be the time to take the leap. ADM offers incentives that reward you for conservation practices. Some state incentives pay over $35 an acre, and those dollars can help offset costs related to planting crops. Plus, you gain agronomic rewards, such as healthier soils, reduced erosion, and better soil moisture holding capacity. And there are no long-term commitments. It's time to get off the fence. Learn all about your state's incentives at ADMRegenerations.com.
The startup of another day. Caring for the land to make sure it's passed down for generations. Regenerative ag practices help build healthy soil, reduce erosion, and hold moisture. Now ADM will reward you for implementing cover crops and other conservation practices with incentives that could pay over $35 an acre. ADM appreciates all you do to protect your land and legacy, and we believe you should be rewarded for it. Visit ADMRegenerations.com to learn more.
Yes, we're talking strikes in the global supply chain once again. Let's start with the situation at U.S. ports. The current master contract between the International Longshoremen's Association, or ILA, and the U.S. Maritime Alliance is set to expire on September 30th. The Maritime Alliance covers ports on the U.S. East and Gulf Coasts, and Harold Daggett, president and chief negotiator of the ILA, has warned that if a new agreement isn't reached, dock workers are prepared to hit the streets on October 1st. The primary sticking point in negotiations has been the use of automated technology by companies like Maersk and APM Terminals, which the ILA claims violates their current contract and threatens American jobs.
Daggett emphasized that ILA members are unified and will not entertain discussions about extending the current contract or involving outside agencies, including the Biden administration and the Department of Labor. A strike across the East and Gulf Coast ports would likely cause major supply chain disruptions, especially if West Coast port workers were to refuse diverted cargo in solidarity. There was a slight hope that emerged when the ILA reached an agreement with the South Carolina ports in Charleston, but the overall master contract remains unresolved. And that's not the only challenge. Canadian Pacific Kansas City CEO Keith Creel indicated that a strike is likely on his railroad by the end of the month. The Teamsters Canada Rail Conference, or TCRC, has authorized a strike, which could begin within 72 hours' notice following a decision from the Canadian Industrial Relations Board. If this strike occurs, it would halt operations at CPKC and at Canadian National. CN has already lowered its financial outlook due to traffic slowdowns as customers prepare for the strike. Creel highlighted that a prolonged strike could harm Canada's reputation as a reliable trading partner, especially after last year's dock workers' strike in British Columbia. These potential labor strikes come at a critical time as supply chains are already strained by various global factors and U.S. harvest is on the horizon. I'll be back with more after this.
Roots. We plant them, we feed them. They are the foundation. This is Matthew with Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
In this season of independence, we salute all those families preparing for the local county fair. To the kids sweating in the barn and all those parents standing ringside, let us help get those animals' diets just right and ready for show day. So grab that blue ribbon and plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Don't miss Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, held August 13th through the 15th, hosted in Chippewa County at Close Farms and the Country Fest Grounds. This popular annual event showcases the latest advancements in farming technology. Farm Tech Days offers hands-on experiences, educational opportunities, and access to cutting-edge equipment and solutions in the farm industry. We hope you can join us for 3 days of exhibits, family fun, and food trucks, August 13th through the 15th. Advance tickets can be purchased at wifarmtechdays.com.
Both the rail strikes in Canada and the port strikes on the U.S. Gulf and East Coast could come to fruition as harvest starts to hit full swing. Logistics companies and shippers are understandably concerned, and some are already shifting cargo orders to mitigate the risks. I'll keep you updated on the developments. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by ADM Regenerations. Learn more at ADMRegenerations.com. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
With T-Mobile, you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Because nobody likes having to choose. It's like getting romance and sci-fi.
Jane, I love you.
Also, I'm a robot.
Or being a dog person and a cat person.
Who wants a treat? Who's a good boy?
Or like being an extrovert and an introvert.
Woo! This is so fun! I can't wait to go home.
At T-Mobile, you don't have to choose. You can get the benefits you want and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. See how much you can save with our savings calculator at T-Mobile.com/switch. Plus, when you switch, you can keep your phone and we'll pay it off up to $800.
Via virtual prepaid card in 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit service, and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months. See T-Mobile.com.
Real Country, Real Country, 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
like us when we first met. And when they start to kiss and got to thinking about you.
I'm a God-fearing, hard-working combine driver, hogging up the road with my flower, chugging, lugging, lugging 5 miles an hour on my international harvester. Well, I know you got your own deadline. The cussing me won't save you no time, hoss. This big wheel wide load ain't going any faster. On the tractor, 'cause I'm the son of a third generation farmer. I've been married 10 years to the farmer's daughter. I got two boys in the county 4-H. I'm a lifetime sponsor of the FFA. Hey, that's what I make. I make a lot of hay for a little pay. But I'm proud to say I'm a God-fearing, hard-working combine driver, hogging up the road on my flower, chugga-lugga 5 miles an hour on my international harvester.
working combine driver, hogging up the road on my flower, chugga-lugga-lugging 5 miles an hour on my International Harvester.
Listen for local news four times a day, Monday through Friday at 7, 8, noon, and 4 on Real Country. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
That town will always be you. And every crowd on every corner, and every face I'd see you. So with nothing more than a take a guess, I drove away without looking back, and I guess that's how I got where I am. Going anywhere as fast as I can. And I'm a little past Little Rock, further down the line. Too soon to know what's up ahead, too late to change my mind. I gotta keep my heart out of this, and both hands on the wheel. I'm learning more with every mile, just how leaving feels. It's a lonely stretch of black. And if I could have it my way, I'd go back to where you are. Oh, but I can't turn this thing around, and nothing short of breaking down is gonna get me off this road I'm on. Oh, and I'm still a far cry from gone. And I'm a little past Little Rock, further down the line. Too soon to know what's up ahead, too late to change my mind. I gotta keep my heart out of this, and both hands on the wheel. I'm learning more with every mile, just how leaving feels. And it's a lonely stretch of blacktop. But a long way from over you. I'm a little past Little Rock, but a long way from over you.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Wisconsin U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin has introduced the Wildlife Agriculture Disease Prevention Act of 2024, legislation that would increase interagency coordination to prevent and mitigate the spread of wildlife diseases, protect farmers, consumers, and the economy. The Wildlife Agriculture Disease Prevention Act of 2024 would require increased interagency coordination, as well as greater communication between federal agencies, states, and tribes to facilitate more comprehensive and effective responses to zoonotic diseases, helping to prevent significant outbreaks. The legislation would create a wildlife agriculture disease coordinator with the purpose to increase communication between the agencies on the front lines of animal and human health and other relevant federal and state agencies regarding current and emerging wildlife disease outbreaks. The position would be housed within the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. The Wisconsin Farmers Union Foundation has given over $28,500 this year for events and projects to enhance life in rural Wisconsin. Over $13,000 was given in the second quarter. The WFU Foundation approved several local initiative grants for activities organized by Farmers Union chapters. The quarter's projects included groundwater modeling projects for farm and rural residents coordinated by the Vernon Crawford Farmers Union, a regional local food dinner organized by the Pepin, Pierce, and St. Croix chapters, and support for the Little Farm Hands Ag Education Center that was supported by the Amnicon Douglas Farmers Union. Chartered in 1998, the WFU Foundation supports efforts that foster family farming, enhance the quality of rural life, provide opportunities for public education and dialogue, and encourage cooperative economic development. Now, the next quarterly deadline for applications to the foundation is August 15th. A Canadian company that got its start distilling a milk byproduct into spirits and a large cooperative owned by Great Lakes dairy farmers broke ground on a new Michigan plant that will unite their businesses and make ethanol. While most U.S. ethanol is corn-based, Ontario-based dairy distillery and the Michigan Milk Producers Association have a different idea. They're building a new facility near Constantine, Michigan, which will repurpose milk permeate, a byproduct of dairy goods production. Utilizing milk permeate to produce low-carbon ethanol is an innovative solution to reduce our carbon footprint and provide dairy farmers with more value for their milk, said Omid McDonald, dairy distillery CEO. The $41 million plant goes online in 2025 and will take 14,000 tons of the dairy byproduct, using it to produce 2.2 million gallons of ethanol. This marks a significant step forward in sustainability, said Michigan Milk Producers Association President and CEO Joe Diccolo. The Environmental Protection Agency is investigating the supply chain of at least two renewable fuel producers amid industry concerns that some may be using fraudulent feedstocks for biodiesel to secure government subsidies. Farm Policy News says the EPA declined to elaborate further or identify the companies being targeted because the investigations continue. A flood of used cooking oil from China and elsewhere is causing several senators to question whether some of the shipments meant to supply the biofuel market may be fraudulent. Producing biodiesel from sustainable ingredients like cooking oil can earn refiners a number of state, federal, and environmental climate subsidies, including tradable credits under the renewable fuel standard. Investigators are trying to determine whether some supplies labeled as used cooking oil are cheaper and less sustainable virgin palm oil that's been associated with the deforestation and other environmental damage. Cooking oil imports reached 3 billion pounds in 2023. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Picture an early morning and you're behind the wheel of a John Deere Gator XUV. You're towing up to 4,000 pounds of hay to make the most of every haul and gliding over rough terrain thanks to the heavy-duty independent suspension beneath you. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
You'll find legendary John Deere quality and save thousands on new full-size John Deere Gators now through September 3rd at Tractor Central. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly cloudy today with a high right around 70 this afternoon. The wind will be out of the west at around 10 to 20. Tonight, clear, will drop down to 50 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunshine 73 on Sunday, sunny with a high of 77. If you need help with back taxes, call 800-281-8193. Tax Solutions Now can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
The alarm clock tingling, ringing in my head. I woke up dog tired, beat down.
long half dead. Trying to recover from another wild weekend. Chugging down coffee while I should have been sleeping. Well, it sure is Monday, hitting it now. Gotta get myself through the week somehow. I had a ball Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Show is Monday. Oh, I got to the job site at a quarter past nine, and somehow I stayed awake till lunchtime. And then I caught a little nap stretched out in my truck bed. My feet still twitching to the music in my head. Well, it sure is Monday, ain't it the truth? I partied too hard and now I'm paying my dues. I had a ball Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But it's all over now and it sure is Monday.
Now and then, but it's been a long, long time. Well, I've got a good life now, well, I moved on. So when you cross my mind, I try not to think about what might have been, 'cause that was then, and we have taken different roads. We can't go back again, there's no use giving in, and there's no way to know what might have. Sit and talk about this all night long and wonder why we didn't last. Yes, they might be the best days we will ever know, but we'll have to leave them in the past. Try not to think about what might have been, 'cause that was then, and we have taken different roads. We can't go back again, there's no use giving in, and there's no way to know what might have been. The same old look in your eyes, it's a beautiful night. I'm so tempted to
to think about what might have been.